The title is clunky, but the wine talk is smooth. You're listening to the Matt Talks Wine and Stuff with Interesting People podcast.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Matt Talks Wine and Stuff with Interesting People podcast. And it's one of my favorite times of the year. We are in the process of getting close to, of celebrating World Verdejo Day, Friday, June 5th, doing a bunch of interviews with a bunch of different people connected with that beautiful region, just a little bit north of Madrid, one of the most famous white wine regions in all of planet Earth. And joining me now, winemaker Pedro Martin with Protos. Pedro, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Hello, Matt. It's a pleasure for me.
Yeah. Listen, I got a bottle, and we'll talk about it, of the 2024 Protos Rueda. But first, I want to talk a little bit about you. I want the audience to learn a little bit about you, sir. Let's start here. I'd love to hear about your own family history with wine.
My mother and my father were born in the Rueda area, and both of them were born in farmhouses where wine was usually made. In my mother's case, wine was for consumption at home and also part of the workers' payment. At that time, it was very normal, very common to do that. In the case of my father's family, for a long time, they made wine to sell abroad. This wine was produced in deep underground cellars, dating back to the 17th century, and the production was very artisanal. I always lived with that atmosphere of wine production and selling wine as well, even if it wasn't by the bottle. Because I remember for a short time, the wine was sold in bottles, even labeled, but then everything stopped. But the most common was to sell in large containers. I remember glass, the glass material, much before was in skins, animals, skins of the animals, yeah.
Really?
Yes, yes. Was about 90 liters, that has to be 22 gallons, probably, big skins. From sheeps or little sheeps, and they treat it inside and they fill with wine. Yeah, it's very common.
How would you describe what that wine was in terms of style, taste? Obviously very different than the bottle I'm holding here, but how would you describe your parents' wine?
My parents' wine? Well, I remember to try, because at that time was not that unusual to try wine even when you were 12 years old. Mm-hmm. I could say that a purity, but I remember well, especially when my sister bet with me to drink a glass of wine, and I went to the best vat that I had from my father to be that, and I remember to drink a whole glass, and well, a special taste, but I couldn't say. Well, obviously, the wines were riper and with higher alcoholic, and were very different.
How much did your family's love of wine, how much did that influence you into the wine journey that you have taken?
Well, I was only 12 years old when the business closed, but I have many memories of that time. I used to spend the whole summer in that house at the countryside with the wine cellar. And I love accompanying my father on the weekends too, and school holidays, to the vineyard, to the winery. And of course, I especially remember the grape harvest season with full of workers, the grape pickers, a lot of people working, drinking sweet juice, very much. So I always dreamed to study enology, just like my father had done. So yeah, very influential.
I'd love to hear about some of your studies, how your journey. I know that you studied in Bordeaux and you went to school. I'd love to hear about your journey from being influenced by your family to now here you are at Protos.
Yeah, I started first at Madrid. That was very good. And then I moved to Bordeaux to study two more years, and that was really great. I was able to open my perspective on winemaking. It was very helpful, especially the attention that to mention the attention that is given to the vineyard in Bordeaux has been very helpful to me in my career. Yeah.
That must have been great for you just to study from very different areas. Obviously, Madrid and Rueda, very different than Bordeaux. I imagine a lot of the lessons from Bordeaux you've taken with you for Bodega Protos.
For example, in viticulture, things like applying the phytosanitary treatments in a respectful way, just the less as possible, is something I could put in work in Protos, or also how to limit the vigor in the vineyard to obtain higher quality grapes. It's very important. Well, they are very different lands and places and climates, but they're quite restricted in Bordeaux, because the weather, lots of rains, fertile soils. But you can apply these techniques in Rueda, even if we've got another climate, another soils, just to obtain better quality. And speaking of wine techniques, in Bordeaux, I learned about the 18 on its list for white wines. That's a technique, great technique, very useful, that we apply in Protos in all our white wines, either in tanks or barrels. And for me, it's essential to round out the wines and to get balance, to get a good balance in the wine.
Speaking of climate and soil, what is it about Rueda? What is it about that area that works so well with the Verdejo grape?
Well, first, I have to say that the climate and soils conditions in Rueda are excellent. We benefit of well-drained soils with poor material, organic matter. The rainfall is scarce, but sufficient. We got enough sunlight, and the altitude is high. So for all these, the conditions are excellent. I have to say as well that the Verdejo variety has probably been cultivated in Rueda for 1,000 years. It's very well fit with the weather and soil conditions, and the altitude and extreme climate that we benefit, that results in to have thicker skins in the grapes that impart a great deal of aroma and character to the wine. Yeah, the altitude is a very nice point. We got a moderate summer temperatures, so we got big differences between day and night at the final stage of ripening. That helps very much to preserve the freshness and fresh aromas.
Also, your old vines, it is crazy when people try different versions of Verdejo, the ones that are 30-year-old vines, but the ones, the 100-year-old vines, which are all over the area. You can really, you know, tell the difference in the characteristic in the wine dependent on the vine age.
Yeah, well, we have to think that a very old vine, the yield, the production is going to be very short. So the concentration of the grape and of the concentration of the mousse is going to be very, very superior. When we are using from 20 to 30 years old vines, those vines are in his peak of production. We have to apply several works in vineyard to limit yields. And we can approach, but anyways, all vineyards always, they have deep roots, very deep roots. We got more expression. The wines are more expressive and more concentrated.
So what do people need to know about the bodega, about Bodega Protos, in terms of the history of it and just the style of wines that you guys make?
Well, Bodegas Protos has a long history. I have to start saying that it began in 1927 in Ribera del Duero. At that time, 11 people, 11 wine growers came together to create a project, and since the beginning was focused on producing premium red wines. That is in Peñafiel, very close to the Douro River. At that time, the winery was known as Bodega Ribera Duero. And years later, in 1982, the appellation of origin Ribera del Duero was officially founded, thanks in part to Protos, which gave permission to use the name. So near 100 years of history of the Ribera Duero wines in Protos. Then in 2006, we opened a new chapter focused on white wines. We opened our winery in Rueda. It was specially designed to produce white wines with full expression of the character of Verdejo. So Protos in Rueda combines innovation, good technology, high technology, and respect for the vineyard just to craft our wines.
I read that you worked at Audubon's, a famous wine shop in England. Is that true?
Yeah, it's correct, yeah.
So,
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, England, London, it is such a massive, huge market for wine. So, Pedro, let's say you're still working there right now. How would you sell a Verdejo wine to a customer?
Okay. Well, first I would say that, well, it's a huge market, England, and we have lots of options. That all the options can be considered because there are too many wines. But I would say that a Verdejo from Rueda is a wine that meets very easily the customer's expectations. I would say that comes from a very sustainable region, and the wines have an excellent varietal expression. So they are very authentic. You're gonna find a very specific varietal flavor, very reliable. Also, the wines from Rueda are food friendly, so it goes very well with lots of kind of food. I would say that Verdejo from Rueda is a wine that brings you freshness, sunshine, and lots of character. Yeah.
What do people, especially in Canada, we're going to be able to find this wine, the 2024 Bodega Protos, the Rueda that I'm holding here. What can people expect from it?
Okay. The Protos Verdejo wines, we try to express the maximum of complexity. We are doing a fresh and intense aroma wine, but we're gonna find mixed flavors of herbs and very natural ripe fruit, like white fruit with citrus, with good complexity of taste. Over the time, the flavors, it gonna evolve gracefully into elegant and distinguished taste. So it's very, very, very nice sensations. Part of the success of our wine is the organic origin of the grapes and the careful production process.
It's one thing I noticed all over when I visited, and it's one of the common themes is just organic, biodynamic winemaking feels like that is such a focus for Rueda that I would be shocked if someone wasn't doing it. How important is just making the wine and treating the vineyards organically, correctly? How important is that?
Well, for Protos, it's quite important to cultivate our own vineyards in an organic way. We limit already since the beginning the yields, so it's easy to manage that kind of viticulture. And it's important for us to get healthy soils, because we think that the plant, the vine, is going to express itself better and express into the grapes better if we have healthy soils. But it's true that not all the wineries sign as organic. In our portfolio, there's a 100% organic. Well, it's the Protos Cuvée, so it's not not exactly an organic wine, but it has other conditions to make a great wine. But that one is from a single vineyard owned by the winery, and it's 100% organic.
The one thing I found of interest of the Verdejo grape is that even the ones that are ready to drink now, the more entry level, you can take one and put it away for 5 years, and I find it really does evolve in terms of just much more depth of character. even though you could open this today, the 2024, if you left it for another 2 years, 3 years, it really will change in the glass, won't it?
Yes, but the objective, the target of our wines are to be drunk easily with nice character in probably the two first years. So because we craft in a first entry level wine, we craft a fresh, aromatic, good volume wine, good volume in the mouth feeling. In 3, 4, 5 years, of course, you can drink that wine. The evolution, as I said, is noble, is graceful. We're going to find more complexity. We're going to find more velvety texture on the mouth. That is very interesting to drink, but you're going to lose fruit aroma characteristic, the fresh fruit.
Oh, no, that'll go away. But I, as a wine geek, I love taking, you know, just the fresh Verdejo, take one bottle, throw it away for a couple of years just to see what it does. I find it fascinating. But what are some of the differences? Because you guys make a range of Verdejos, don't you?
Of course. Yeah. So I was talking about the Protos, the first entry wine. We craft two more Verdejo. One is the Cuvée, Verdejo Cuvée. I think actually is sold in probably Montreal. The Protos Cuvée, is a wine. It comes, as I said before, from a single vineyard or more specific vineyard, organically produced. We have more complexity of taste. That means that we're going to find more nice stuff on the nose and in the mouth. The production process is more complex. We spend 5 months for age on its fine lees. That means that a wine we consider down after 2 or 3 months after the harvest wine. So we keep in different vessels. Some are stainless steel, some are French wood, some are concrete, in small amounts, and we keep on its lees. So we got an extra luxury texture, right, on the mouth. That's for the cuvée. The cuvée we expect for a nice slope of age, about 3-4 years. So it's a more long-term wine to be drank. Finally, we have a reserva. Verdejo Reserva has a minimum of 2 years of aging. It was the first reserva in the appellation of origin Rueda with that term. In this case, we're going to have a farther development, longer development.
And so again, the second one, the Cuvée, you can find in Montreal at the SAQ. And I remind everyone with World Verdejo Day, Friday, June 5th, if you're listening in Toronto or Southern Ontario, go to the LCBO. You can always find, you can find Protos. You can definitely find the wines of Rueda there. Do you find, Pedro, there's more knowledge about it, or that you can find these wines more now than maybe 10, 15 years ago? I'm curious because I knew about Rueda a decade ago just with my studies. But when I went in 2019, I could find them at the LCBO. I see them around more today in 2026 than I did then. I'm wondering how much more knowledge, how much more acknowledgement in the wine world is there of the wines of Rueda?
More and more, we are more present in different countries. Protos are today in about 110 countries. So we do a very big effort to be present in other markets around the world. Of course, Rueda in particular has grown quite a lot. Always Rueda are very reliable and affordable wines, very, very easy to enjoy and to surprise the people too, because it's their great a great value.
Absolutely. When you see the rising costs of wines from certain regions of the world, yeah, I would agree. The Rueda is always going to punch above its weight. What for the bottle that I'm holding here, what would you recommend, or even the cuvée? What food pairings would you recommend with these wines?
Okay, yeah, for a cuvée, well, Verdejo wines are very versatile. That's true. It pairs well with food. But my favorite option is a creamy rice, like a risotto. Well, a risotto, and I cook with mushrooms and some blue cheese. Not very strong, but yeah, this flavor of cheese, this profundity of flavor of the mushroom, yeah. That'll be great with the wine, with the cuvée, yeah.
And the seafood with the bottle that I have here goes very well as well. Pedro, I really appreciate you doing the pod. By the way, it's early, but how's 2026 looking so far for Protos? How's the vintage coming along so far?
2026 has been quite rainy for our standards. I'm speaking about 400 millimeters already. It's true that normally we will have a dry summer. The vineyards looks very, very healthy and wealthy. They are green, and we expect a very big growth now, explosion. By the moment, if nothing happens, it will be good vintage. Yeah.
By the way, if nothing happens, you've been making wine for a long time. Something always happens, doesn't it?
It's true. Yeah, we have to adapt to that. Yeah.
Hey, Pedro. Really appreciate. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I always love this time of year when I get to talk to new winemakers and wine owners from the region. It's always a blast. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the pod.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Matt Talks Wine and Stuff with Interesting People podcast. Remember, you can find me on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, wherever quality podcasts are sold.
Thanks for listening to the Matt Talks Wine and Stuff with Interesting People podcast. Happy hunting.